Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. With stable COVID-19 infection rates here, falling numbers of hospitalizations, and renewed hopes of a timely vaccination rollout, the airline industry is today calling on the government to urgently implement a plan to restart aviation. The industry will not recover if quarantine and travel restrictions remain in place, it says, causing significant job losses and irreparable harm. The study from members of the National Civil Aviation Development Forum comes as 16 countries were today added to the list requiring passengers to complete mandatory hotel quarantine on arrival here. Let's talk now to Donal Moriarty, who's Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus, part of the Aviation Forum. Donal Moriarty, thanks for taking our call this afternoon. First of all, perhaps you might give us the latest from Aer Lingus's point of view on the new hotel quarantine additional countries, 16 added to the list, including the United States, France, a number of other EU states. What's been the impact of that so far?
Well, thanks, Brian. Those new countries came onto the list overnight, as you're aware, and they've impacted a number of operations that Aer Lingus has from the United States and France in particular. So Aer Lingus has been implementing the restrictions in line with the regulations, but our overall view of mandatory hotel quarantine is that it's not a proportionate measure. It's very out of step with the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control guidance, and indeed the WHO guidance. And that's really exemplified by the fact that we're the only EU member state that has implemented it.
Are you seeing cancellations from some of those countries as a result of this?
Yes, I mean, there are very low numbers travelling into and out of Ireland currently, and very low levels of bookings. And of course, they've naturally been impacted by the imposition of these new restrictions over and above those that were already there.
So for passengers who are continuing to fly, how are you managing that? Because the Minister for Health was suggesting that one of the issues in relation to having to suspend the operation or to take the taking of bookings for these hotels was because of walk-ins, people who are turning up without having made a booking. Are people being checked at embarkation?
Yeah, well, firstly, I was very surprised by those comments. They clearly can't be a reference to how Aer Lingus is implementing the regulations. Aer Lingus has worked very closely with the authorities over the past year to implement precisely all of the restrictions that have been imposed, up to and including the new restrictions that have been imposed overnight. So Aer Lingus is checking as required by the regulations and denying boarding to anyone who can provide evidence of the required mandatory hotel booking.
Your criticisms of the scheme itself, what would you regard as a proportionate quarantine arrangement?
Well, I mean, there are existing restrictions in place with respect to home quarantine. Those restrictions in themselves are significantly more stringent than is applicable in any other European country. So Ireland has gone to a position that it is out of step with our partners within the European Union and internationally. What the aviation industry is actually asking for in the plan issued today is urgent engagement by government to finalise an aviation restart plan. And we think that can be done safely, and the plan that the NCADF has outlined facilitates a safe resumption of international travel over the coming months.
But what exactly are you looking for? Because we've been told again and again that it's just not possible, given the nature of what we're facing, to outline dates, a specific timescale. So what realistically are you seeking?
Well, The overarching recommendation and requirement that is set out in the plan is that government actually establish the metrics that will enable the current ban on international travel to be lifted. And those metrics really need to extend beyond just infection rates or daily infection rates and take into account the increasing level of vaccination and the reducing number of hospitalizations, not only in Ireland, but in other countries. So the overarching requirement is that government actually set out those metrics that will enable the resumption of international travel. That's not a demand for a specific date, but it's a demand for clear, transparent and objective criteria that will facilitate international travel in the future.
So should, for example, people who are able to demonstrate that they have been fully vaccinated, should they be allowed to enter without the necessity to hotel quarantine?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obvious and logical. The restrictions should be disapplied for those who are fully vaccinated in accordance with the EMA standard, and those who want to travel in or out of the country with that level of vaccination should not be subject to any restrictions.
And just finally, one question back to the operation of the quarantine scheme. You said that Aer Lingus has been operating it as required, but are there issues in relation to what are called mixed flights? People coming in from locations where there isn't a necessity to quarantine. I'm thinking of Lisbon in Portugal, Schiphol, the Amsterdam airport in the Netherlands. But passengers whose flight may have originated in one of the 16 or the other countries identified for quarantine.
Well, what happens in that instance, Brian, is that the passenger is asked, have they been to a Category 2 listed country at any time in the last 14 days? And if their answer to that question is yes, the airline will require them to show evidence of their booking, their mandatory hotel quarantine booking. So that's the reasonable step that the regulation requires airlines to do. It's certainly one that Aer Lingus is implementing, and I'd be very surprised if all airlines aren't, in fact, implementing that.
Very good. Donal Moriarty from Aer Lingus, thank you for talking to us. This